Jim Mars. Interesting lecture this time around, but they always are.
Well, thank you, Jerry. It's always good to chat with you.
We're coming up with the 40th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, and I'd be remiss with our listeners if I didn't bring that up.
Well, that's true, and here it is 40 years on, by the way, and you'd think that the murder of the President of the United States at this time would have been thoroughly investigated, and the truth would be known, but unfortunately, that's not the case. Here we are 40 years on, and there's still nothing but controversy surrounding the murder of John F. Kennedy. What I find really interesting is that in the textbooks that were issued in the late 60s and 70s, they just flat stated that Kennedy was killed in Dallas by Lee Harvey Oswald, the lone assassin. And today, in the school textbooks, you don't read that anymore. Today, about the best they'll say is that Kennedy was shot while driving in a motorcade in Dallas, and that his murder continues to be controversial.
This is Jerry Pippin. We're talking with Jim Mars, and since that book came out on the Kennedy assassination, have you changed any of your theory?
No, that's interesting. My book, Crossfire, which is a basis for the Oliver Stone movie, JFK, which caused such controversy in the early 90s, was actually published in the 80s, and that was based on information that I had years when I began teaching a course on the Kennedy assassination at the University of Texas at Arlington, back in 1976. And at that time, the conclusion was, and my classes have all agreed to this after reviewing all the evidence, that number one, yes, there was a conspiracy. Number two, if Oswald even acted within that conspiracy, and that's a big if, he didn't really shoot anybody, and that the whole case has been covered up at the highest levels of the federal government of the United States, which is what elevates what at that time was simply a Texas homicide to a national coup d'etat.
We still get a lot of interest on this, and the last week on our radio program we mentioned that you were going to be at this conference. I got an email from a fellow who was laying out a lot of evidence, and it's not anything new, but he wanted to get your reaction about it, and that was who was really behind it. He was trying to say it was the New Orleans connection with the CIA and Castro. Who do you think it was?
Well, first off, you know, the argument, one thing that's caused such controversy over the years is there's so many suspects. They say, was it the U.S. military? Was it the FBI? Was it the CIA? Was it the anti-Castro Cubans? Was it the mafia?
All of them.
Yeah, the answer is yes, all of them. And the thing is, historically, it's well documented that under Operation Mongoose, which was the code word for the secret war against Castro, that you had the CIA, the military, the FBI, the anti-Castro Cubans, and the mafia, all working hand in glove in all kinds of plots, including assassination. So it doesn't take any stretch of the imagination to see that they simply sent their hit teams to Dallas.
JimMars.com, check him out, and you can order the book there. Always a pleasure to have you on, Jim.
Oh, it's always good talking with you, Jerry. Thanks.